Vietnam these days is young, energetic, and hip to the world's latest trends and technology. Some 60% of Vietnamese are under 30, and most of them are more likely to listen to pop tunes than to traditional Vietnamese music. The Vietnamese government hopes to change that. It recently won UNESCO recognition for two kinds of traditional Vietnamese music. The one with a little more swing and sass is called Quan Ho. The world's Mary Kay Magstad sent us a story from northern Vietnam.
On a lazy Sunday afternoon in the shadow of a pagoda, some teenage village girls in shorts and ponytails listen to pop tunes on their mobile phones and exchange gossip. They watch as a troupe of Quan Ho singers under the pagoda don their costumes of traditional long silk robes to perform for visitors. This village, Dinh Bang in Bac Ninh province, is one of 49 villages in northern Vietnam that keep alive the tradition of Quan Ho singing, music born in the villages to celebrate the seasons of life. The songs are lively, even flirtatious. Some are songs of welcome. Some are drinking songs. Many are songs of romance, sung here as young men and women dance together and throw each other coy glances and smiles. Back during the war, the romantic songs were more bittersweet. That's Nguyen Thi Son Lan, the head of this Quan Ho troupe. She says the lyrics are of a girl singing to her sweetheart, a soldier. She tells him she'll wait for him, and in the springtime, they'll be together again. One of those soldiers was the musician accompanying Nguyen Thi Son Lan on a Dan Nhut, a two-stringed long-neck banjo. He was based right on the demilitarized zone in the last years of the war. Vu Quang is now almost 60. He says he took his instrument into battle and entertained the troops when they rested at night. So did the other musician here, Le Xuan Ho. He plays the Dan Bao, which looks a bit like a one-stringed zither. He recalls a favorite song from that time. The chorus is simple. Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh. Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh. Perhaps it helped keep the soldiers focused. These days, the focus is on trying to make sure the next generation of villagers here, like the girls in ponytails sitting nearby, keep the Quan Ho tradition going. Nguyen Thi Son Lan says she's confident they will. She says, the kids here like this music a lot. I teach it myself, and I have dozens of students. I even sing a song to tell the students to be on time for school. Of course, she says, the new UNESCO recognition will certainly help. If people outside this area want to hear this music, there's that much more reason for young villagers to learn it and carry on the tradition. But it doesn't look like the teenage girls at the edge of the pagoda are going to be the ones doing it. I ask if any of them play, sing, or even listen to Quan Ho. Not a one. One girl says she has no talent, but then she says she hasn't actually tried. The others say they're just not interested. In a young nation, eager to move forward, preserving the past is sometimes a hard sell. But flirty romance sells, and Quan Ho troops like this one are out to show the younger set that long before their favorite pop stars started crooning, these Quan Ho songs had it all. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Bac Ninh Province, Vietnam.
Traditional music from Vietnam brings today's program to a close. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us tomorrow for another spin of the world.